This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by I Hear You, the only hearing aid compatible with Angry Birds. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 139.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we share seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Carlin. Jeremy
Laughlin.
And Precious.
Jenny.
Not you, Jeremy.
Jenny.
I was going to say, Jenny, you better answer now, because
she's my precious.
Uh-oh. I mean,
yeah, she's my precious.
Not really.
What? Uh-oh.
Well, because if I wrap her around my finger, she doesn't make me invisible, and I don't see a giant eye staring at me either.
It's good to know.
Yeah. If I did, that'd be kind of awkward.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gets awkward at wrapped around your finger.
Well, you know that saying that, you know what? I'm going to make a note of this. Wrapped around someone's finger? That should be a noodleism.
I don't know how.
I'm going to throw that out to the listeners, that if you want to turn that into a noodleism, then please email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com to turn that into a noodleism, where we take a common figure of speech and noodle it. Which I do have one for today. And we've got some funny stuff to share with you, some funny feedback stories, funny things from you guys, our funny listeners. And it's going to be a funny time.
Funny. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting that.
Yes. So let's get it started.
Don't. Whatever you're doing there.
I was just pressing buttons, that's all.
Okay.
Figuratively. This is what part is this? When we share funny stuff from the last week. Jeremy, how about you start us off? Because mine's a bit of a downer.
Well, that sounds riveting and comedic. I have to set this up a little bit. First, it must be known that I have quite a long commute these days. So I spend a lot of time in the car.
More time to listen to our podcast.
True. More time to listen to the podcast. Actually, not that at all. No, kidding. I do listen to podcasts, though. But I also use my phone to... I have to say this carefully or it sounds like I'm being very dangerous. Without looking, I use my voice and my ears to text. Because... What?
Is that like... playing the piano by ear, texting by ear?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't want to give the impression that I am in any way touching or looking at the phone. I'm dictating my texts, having them read back to me before they're sent, and I'm having the phone read my texts to me without touching it. So, it's all good. The other side of this that must be understood is that I have nieces. Mm-hmm. And they sometimes spend the day with their grandmother, who I was having a conversation with by text in this way. Well, my oldest niece is 4.5, and she has become rather good at using her grandma's iPad. And she was supposed to be going through sort of an animated book, I suppose. And... apparently, she's learned a little bit more than that, because there were actually two in a row, but this was the one that really got me. And what I'm going to do right now is I want you all to experience this the way I did, because I would send one, and then I would hear that I had one, and I would tell my phone to read me the messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. So I'm going to now send you what I received. and you're just going to have to tell your phone to read it.
Okay.
Or just read messages.
Okay.
All right, it's on the way.
So this is actually happening in real time. All right, let's see if I can do this. Check my messages. Did I do that wrong?
You have a message from Jeremy Laughlin. Caught F future will have to fuck CF CHK F. Before or LT TG T GTG FLKV FKV G C G KBM GG G of KFC.
Listening to this is making my tongue move around in my mouth funny. Dog
cold offline T caught on four off FKV FK of K F L F L F L L L L Lafo Kirk G I G O V V V B B V N N V N N N V G V N F B N N N V M J V K B B
and this is all one message.
P Hog K K R Majig G G G G G G K K G G G G G G G G G G G G T G G F F F F C C F V F K V G A K V L V F V F.
How long does this go on?
Make it stop!
I don't know. You can make it stop if you want.
G G G G.
How do I make it stop?
G L G L G G L G F F T F L F F F R L F L.
A little confused by this.
I'll just have that back.
Imagine I'm driving and I can't even see it, so I'm going, how long does this go on? Occasionally the girls will get to send me messages if they happen to be around when the opportunity arises, but I was like, why was such a long message permitted? And then, as it turned out in later conversation, it was revealed that she did this all by herself. Like, she's reading a book or, you know, an audio book. And apparently the message came in and she knew how to go over there and reply to it and send it to me without any help.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. I think she's trying to tell you about her pet peeves about certain technologies and the FCC not allowing certain things, because I see here VM, KFC, I guess. Here's my interpretation of this. Besides all of the jibber-jabber mischief in here, what my interpretation of this is, hey, I sent you a voicemail the other day from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm really upset that the FCC has banned my VGA keyboard video and mouse switcher. So if you could you come over here. Gotta go. Good game. Your girlfriend.
What?
It's 84.
What?
And.
Oh.
Okay. Goodbye. That's kind of my interpretation of the reading of this.
I don't think she would have meant to say any of that, but I suppose, you know, anything's possible.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And I didn't know that it was possible to try and pronounce things like each individual letter. So I thought for a second, I thought something was wrong. I thought it was stuttering and glitching, but no, it was doing the most faithful reading possible of that message.
Well, that's pretty amazing. You've got genius little niece there.
Apparently.
iPads are so easy.
Just wait till she knows how to actually spell words.
They're so easy that grandmothers and four-year-old nieces can figure them out. That's how easy they are. And Apple is not a sponsor of this podcast. Well, my random noodle update involves our dog. Recently, Jenny and I were having a discussion, and we were like really into this discussion, very involved. And there was a moment of silence, though. And then I hear...
For the conversation? Or...
Well, we'd locked up our dog in the other room just to keep her out of some stuff. She was getting annoying, so we locked her up in the cage temporarily. And so in the other room, when we had this lull in our conversation, then I hear...
Oh my gosh, are you almost done?
That's what I asked her, too. She had a really bad case of diarrhea suddenly.
But we in could... her crate. Yeah. In
you
her crate.
Told me a lie. You said your update had nothing to do with this.
Well, I remembered it.
Oh, great.
But it was so like... I helped. And we were in the other room and heard this. So then it was like, on that note, let's pick this up for later. The conversation.
Let's not go in that room.
Oh, it ever. Reeks. It reeked oh. so bad.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those kinds of bad smells where I put a bandana around my face and I wanted to spray air freshener on the bandana to wrap around my nose to keep the smell out.
It was terrible.
Wow. I'll think about that. It's going to make me sick.
So that was my random noodle update.
Oh, good, good. So that's what you meant by a downer. Yeah, that's a downer, all right.
Jenny, did you have something?
I have one now. You're probably wondering why I just left a few minutes ago.
Well, there was a moment of silence for our listeners. Not like the same moment of silence in which Lucy took that opportunity.
All right, I'll tell you why I left, because now it's kind of funny. When I come down here for podcasting, I usually have lots of stuff in my hands and in my pockets and on my laptop. So I had thought that I put my gum on my laptop and...
Wait, your chewed gum?
No, just a new piece of gum in the wrapper still.
Because she sticks her chewed gum on the edge of coffee cups and such. So I thought maybe she stuck it to the edge of her computer.
Paper coffee cups. I don't put it on glass. I don't put it on anything. Whatever. So... I just wanted my gum just now.
You went
just a few minutes ago. I wanted my gum, and I was like, "Uh-oh, I think I dropped it." Because I was searching my pockets trying to find it. I love gum, I really do. I was searching my pockets for the gum, and I couldn't find it. So I was like, "Crap, I must have dropped it." So I looked on the floor, and it wasn't there. And I saw Lucy kind of. licking something behind her. I mean, it looked like she was might have been messing with something. So I was like, crap, the dog got my gum. I'm going to kill her. So I got up, and this is how much I care about gum.
That's why I don't take Jenny's gum. So, Jenny's profile on Facebook actually says that she hates gum moochers.
Yeah, because
gum moochers.
I used to live around gum moochers. I don't anymore. Danny wasn't really like gum. So, long story short, my gum was actually in my pocket.
Aw.
You didn't get the gum that was ending. Underneath the desk?
I don't put gum under the desk. You know what?
Pretty flavorful.
I actually chewed gum in school, and I never put gum under the desks. I was that one student who did the wrong thing, but did the right thing.
Were you the student who pulled the gum off? Under the desks, chewed it.
No, it wasn't.
In the trash can.
Okay. No. I chewed gum because I cared about having good breath.
I can just hear you, Jenny. You lose your gum.
I never
You don't know where it is.
I never put my gum where it shouldn't go.
Gum! I will always find you.
I'll always find you.
Don't fear. I will rescue you.
Come here so I can chew you out.
And then I will chew you.
Oh. I will chew you like the cud. Like the cud.
Wow.
Except for the whole regurgitating and several stomachs sort of thing.
Ugh.
Doesn't quite work there.
I have a feeling a large percentage of our listeners have no idea what you're talking about right now.
That's fine.
Basically, he's talking about cows.
Yeah.
And some other things.
Read Leviticus. Leviticitis.
What? My.
Yeah. Well, now let's get into... Unless there were any other random noodle updates to share? No? Okay. Let's get into this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello?
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful cud chewing listeners. This came
in. Daniel.
This came in from Cassie, who is a somewhat new listener. I think first time emailer, at least. Says, hello. Now, the order she puts these names is interesting. Hello, Jenny, Jeremy, and Daniel.
Ladies first. Not meaning that there's more than one lady. Lady first.
And then comes Gollum, then comes Daniel. Yeah.
Ladies first, then ancient age before beauty, and then Daniel.
I love the show. It's really funny. It entertains me. I clean a church for my job, and although there are other people in the building, I generally am by myself.
Well, no wonder the show entertained you.
Just kidding. It's a great thing to listen to in an empty, scary, dark church.
Or an empty stomach. Multiple stomachs.
Actually, we don't recommend listening on an empty stomach.
Cud-filled stomachs.
On days I have a new episode to listen to, I can be seen laughing at what seems to be nothing while cleaning toilets in church. From Cassie. Now, I just got the mental picture of this. Like, no comment to how, like, Cassie looks or anything like that. This is not meant to insult her, but this is just the picture that I got from this. I'm thinking Hunchback of Notre Dame here, or Notre Dame, or, you know, one of those places. Hunchback person here in the church somewhere, cleaning the church. Yes, master. Oh my and, like, God. Somewhere...
No, that's Igor.
Well, yeah, Igor cleans church on churches on the weekend. And
he
somewhere,
cleans church.
Somewhere distant in this church sanctuary, you hear this creepy laugh and giggle of someone listening to our podcast while you're cleaning that. Or you hear someone in the bathroom laughing and then a flush.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that was a good one.
Shut up. That's dumb.
And that's from Cassie, and with a little flourishment on there. And she puts on here, P.S. Thanks,
Did
Jenny.
Did you say flourishment?
Yes. It's like flourishing, embellishment mixed together. Yeah.
Okay.
P.S.
Mixed together in a flushing toilet.
Thanks, Jenny, for posting cool stuff on Pinterest. I'm not a stalker, just a follower, which that right there was what told me that she's a girl, because she's on Pinterest.
She's a girl.
Or maybe just pinning stuff on Pinterest. Oh, my.
Duet of the Strong Bad Impersonators.
And postscript, when Jeremy was away, I assumed he was going off to marry.
Aww.
And she did name someone, but I wanted to leave that person anonymous.
Eliactive.
Anonymous.
Actually, no, it wasn't Eliactive. Someone else.
Oh, Lucy.
Our
Lucy's
dog.
Been uncursed and turned back into
Lady
a human.
Lucy.
Hey, Lucy Lady puppy, Lucy. What do you think of that?
No!
Oh, you really move her.
You are actually quite skilled at imitating a dog with diarrhea, so please don't do it anymore.
Wow. That's.
You made me feel like I was there.
I'll put that on my resume. Amazingly skilled at imitating a dog with diarrhea.
Oh. Maybe I should further specify the sound of. But moving on.
Oh, you know, remove unnecessary words. This came from, let me just read the email. Hey, the ramen noodle. My name is Anna Lisa Van Melly. She's got four names. She says, yes, it is Dutch, and yes, you can make fun of it. So is it Anna Lisa or Anna Lisa? And she's got a van named Millie, Melly, Melie, Melie.
Melie sounds cool.
Yeah. It's like very...
We'll decide what sounds cool.
It's very MMORPG-ish to say Melie.
Wow. MMORPG.
Love that. You sound like Siri.
KFC. It's like whenever reading technological descriptions in a different language, you see blah, 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 Microsoft, blah, 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 iPhone, blah, 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 blah.
You know, that's what you sound like when you try and tell me stuff that's technical. Hi.
Anyway, she says, I go to a boarding school in Arkansas, although I live in West Virginia. Stalkers. I made pumpkin pie for Christmas, and Dad loved it so much that he took some to work to eat. It was apparently take your pumpkin pie to work day. And also brought some homemade whipped cream that I'd made. Or so he thought. At work, he took out the piece of pie, slathered it with the whipped cream, and just as he was about to eat it, he smelled something strange. He tasted the cream and discovered that it was mayo. That's the sound that mayo makes sometimes.
Actually,
if it's out of a squeeze bottle.
Noodles for now. Anna Lisa, on Prancer, on Dancer, on Van. Yeah. Melika Lisa is.
It sounds like Melika Likimaka.
Listeners, think.
It just did.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't funny, but I thought it was.
It was funny.
Listeners, we really love receiving your funny stories, funny stuff that you find on the internet, and just whatever that's funny that you want to send to us.
And anything you find, even if it's valuable, like a $100 bill.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped chocolate. In chocolate.
Wait.
Not wrapped in chocolate.
Oh, yes.
$100 bills wrapping chocolate.
$100 bill wrapped in chocolate. Wow.
That would be sticky.
How about a $100 bill wrapped with bacon coated in chocolate?
Not the bacon thing. I've decided I'm officially not on board with that whole chocolate and bacon thing.
What's wrong with you?
Much.
I need to make some for you.
But I don't think that
it would change your life.
Okay.
It would change your life.
Maybe if done properly.
And I would do it.
So you can do that.
You know,
go buy me chocolate and bacon and I will do it for you. Okay.
I think that
clever.
I think that bacon never got so popular until the internet was around, especially I think Twitter, YouTube, and blogs.
You
like
sound
the 2000s.
Like some kind of commercial. Bacon was never so popular. I don't even know.
Bacon.
So, listeners, thank you so much for the emails. We've got a bunch of other emails and voicemails and stuff to go through at some point, but we want to receive your funny things, and also we want some suggestions for maybe some new things we might want to try on the podcast, because we want to change up some things a little bit, because just like a diaper, every now and then a podcast needs to be changed a little bit, you know, to keep it fresh and fun. So...
Stupid. No. Stop it. Just stop
Maybe
it.
Maybe that'll be the title of this episode.
No,
but
it won't.
I'll have to figure out how to spell it.
I can help you spell it. I've spelled that many times.
But we want your suggestions and your funny stuff. I'm not saying like the podcast is doomed. We're all going to die. Well, we are going to die someday, but it will be a funny death. Trust me.
We actually want to turn this into a political podcast that's not funny at all. Called the ramen noodle.
Well, I once had an episode
seasoning packets
about
of politics to do something.
Yeah, I had an episode a long time ago. I think it was episode 8 or 9 about the ramen noodle political campaign. It seriously, yeah. If you go back to Jenny, you recently listened to all of these.
Oh.
If you go back to the ramen noodle number 7 or 8, I think it was number 7. So cleancomedypodcast.com/7. The title was The True Election Solution. And I explain in there how ramen noodles solve the economic crisis, oil dependency, the environment, global warming, healthcare, world peace, and terrorism. All from ramen noodles. And that's a very old episode, so don't judge me on that. And
don't judge me.
It's among the first 10 episodes, like one of our reviewers had said. Once you get past the first 10, it's great.
Pretty much.
Which is funny and true.
True. Yeah, yeah. Very true.
So anyway, that feedback information, since I still hadn't said it yet, email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message link, or soon you'll be able to do that from your iPhone with a special app. That's how cool we are.
Yep.
And all that information, including our PO box, is on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And subscribe there if you haven't subscribed already. Well, we've got something else to share that we haven't done in a little while.
Ooh.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
My hand is a dolphin when I hear that part of the music.
This week's noodleism.
Noodleism.
Is.
Noodleism.
Scarf it down.
No. Oh. 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 That's good.
Now, I had always wondered, what is with this phrase, scarf it down? Where did this come from? Because I've been thinking, I think about this every time I put my scarf on, which I've actually been doing more frequently because it makes me feel like I'm a wealthy, fancy,
it doesn't fancier take much. Kind of.
It makes you feel a little more like me, doesn't it?
That or like Rumpelstiltskin. Because when Jenny takes my scarf off, I'm just like, whoa.
Oh, you forget who you are.
Yeah, that's a hint, a nod over to our Once Upon a Time podcast, which you can check out at oncepodcast.com. But so every time I put on my scarf, I think of this phrase, scarf it down. And people refer to it as when you eat something really quickly or something like that. But where is that connection? I don't know about you, but I don't say scarf when I'm eating something very fast.
Well, you're supposed
to. I say scarecrow.
You do?
Scarecrow.
But that doesn't help you get the food down quickly.
Scarecrow. That's true.
So I imagine you're thinking more along the lines of detainment.
Well,
or dress. It's like you can dress up or you can scarf down.
That sounds like a dance, like get down and boogie. Scarf down and boogie.
Scarf you down.
Well, I had a couple ideas of what this might be.
Ooh.
It could be like you see in the cartoons where they make this little conveyor belt that just goes into someone's mouth. Maybe in the
what?
Old... Maybe in the old days of lore, what they would do is they would take someone's scarf.
Or of yore.
One of those. They would take someone's scarf and like feed it into their mouths like a trough or like a conveyor belt sort of thing.
Oh,
and
my.
Then maybe they'd just drop the food on the scarf and it would slide down into their mouths. And that's how they would eat. And thus the phrase became scarf it down.
Maybe.
The other idea is, well, torture technique, because it is a common idea
of
a torture technique to take someone's
wool
or fleece scarf and
sorry,
stuff
I'm
it down their
throat. Sorry, I'm
being
scarfed down right now.
So, I mean, when you say something like scarf down this food, are you saying I'm going to torture you with this food, or this food is going to be torture to eat, or something like this? I'm going to put this food down your throat and then pull it out again.
No, that's gross.
No.
That's really gross.
Scarf it down.
But you could detain somebody with a scarf and then you'd be scarfing the person down.
Oh, yeah.
Like cops could, you know, start wearing scarves and then when they need to detain someone if they don't have handcuffs, they'd be like,
let me tie up my scarf.
You don't have handcuffs? Well, scarf it down.
Wait, is that scarf from Macy's?
Oh, my gosh.
New designer scarves for police officers.
They come in black, dark, and nightshade.
Perfect and for blue, the stylish criminal.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess blue would be a little more appropriate depending on Master. That type of cop. Or even, I guess they could be like in that khaki color that sheriffs wear.
Oh.
So you could have a few different police-inspired, law enforcement-inspired colors and or designs.
Hmm.
One could look like the police line tape And that they could wrap across people's faces and be like, don't talk. In fact, nobody cross this line and let the prisoner talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay on the other side of the scarf.
What?
That's why you see people
they
with
just
scarves.
Hold it out in front. They're like, don't approach me.
I have a scarf.
In fact, walk wherever I close you in with the scarf.
Wouldn't
it says
that be
police
amazing?
Line, do not cross.
It'd be amazing if somebody actually had someone come up to them. Like a mugger come up to them, like, don't get me closer. Wait, I have a scarf.
A muggle or a mugger?
A mugger.
Now I want a scarf muggle that mugger. Looks like a police line.
Or like a police officer. Like it's a little cutout of a police officer.
Wow. And that's your scarf. And then you could wrap them around your finger.
But I actually had a karate class where the sensei taught us how to defend ourselves with things like a scarf or a belt. Yeah. So it can be done.
It can be done. And, I do know this.
And they do it in movies.
I'm more dangerous than I sound.
Yes, at any moment he will pounce on you and rip you to flesh. I mean, rip you.
What?
He'll make you scarf it down.
Scarf you down.
I was trying to think of a Gollum reference here. Oh. Of like, what does Gollum do to people? And I couldn't really come up with much there.
Wow.
Somebody in the chat room just sent a link to a news article with the headline, Scarf Wearing Bandit Strikes Again. And there's a picture. Dachshund sent this. And the picture's actually a little bit scary. I think it's worthy of being in the show notes.
Yeah, which we'll have over at... Whoa.
Exactly. Apparently, when you scarf it down to rob something, you can look pretty terrifying.
He looks like a ghost.
He does.
We will have
and there's the police tape scarf.
They exist, and a police tape bow tie.
That's crazy.
This bandit really scarfs it down there when he robs a place.
I can't believe that exists. The world and the internet together are
scarf
like
scarf bandit.
I don't know. That's there are
a
very
scarf
few
around
things.
Your neck.
I don't know. That's everything's crazy. Been thought of. It's not really true, but it feels that way.
I'm the scarf.
Like, who thinks of that besides me and my demented mind?
Give me all your scarves.
Let's make a scarf that looks like a police line. Oh, no, that already exists. It's already out there. You can buy it.
There's nothing original anymore.
I know. Fayetteville, New York. A man with his face wrapped in a scarf robbed the M&T Bank in Fayetteville this morning.
He robbed it of all their scarves. He wanted all the scarves.
He stole one of the
scarves. Give me all your scarves.
Give me all your scarves of the scarf bandit.
Scarf it over. Scarfity scarf.
Put the money on the counter. I'm going to scarf it up. Scarf it down. I forgot which direction we're scarfing. No,
what did you just do?
The way he robs the bank is he goes in, he ties the scarf to his mouth, he opens his mouth really wide, and he gives the other end of the scarf to the teller. He points a gun at them and he says, put the money on the scarf. And then he just
scarfs
he
it
swallows
down.
It down.
What? Oh, man. I don't think that would work.
No,
well.
That would be awful.
The person appears to be the same person who robbed the SECNY Federal Credit Union.
Oh, I was wondering.
Apparently, he likes banks not that really. Have letters. M&T and the SECNY Federal Credit Union. The lone robber entered the M&T at such and such street, blah, blah, blah. And this is
blah, blah, blah,
deal,
blah, blah, blah.
And demanded blah, blah, money from bank employees,
blah, blah,
police
blah,
said.
Blah, blah, blah. Are you talking about bank robberies or tech stuff to Jenny? Because it sounds the same.
Blah, 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 blah.
But this guy may be related to Joseph, you know, from the Bible. The
oh,
guy
geez.
With the because here's why. Police described the robber as a thin white man. He wore a dark suit, jacket, and pants, light colored hoodie, a ball cap, and which is exactly how Joseph dressed.
Okay.
And a light multicolored scarf wrapped around his head.
It doesn't look multicolored. It looks white as a sheet.
It does.
Or a ghost. Or I mean, a ghost sheet.
He's got,
you
like,
know,
sunglasses on.
Ghosts
room,
are
right?
actually invisible and they wear sheets.
Yeah, that's so that you can see them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see
yeah,
them.
And how would you be scared if you couldn't see the ghost?
Exactly. Yeah. The ghost comes running at you or floating at you and you can't see it. It's like, eh. It's the wind. That's what the wind... That's what it always is when the wind is... you know, blowing at you and all of that.
That's what it always is.
Yes, it's a ghost really running at you, and they realize that, you know, they're invisible and they can't do anything.
So if you feel the wind, anytime you feel the wind, it's actually a ghost that forgot its sheet.
Scarf.
Whatever.
Forgot its scarf.
Scarf it down.
It's like, oh, I forgot my scarf. That's all they want.
But this sheet will do.
Since I can't find my scarf.
Maybe this guy that's the scarf bandit. I mean, when you look at this picture, which again, we'll have in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/139. When you see this guy, I think you might get the same impression I do. This is a guy who accidentally made himself invisible. And this is the only way.
Yes, it's the invisible man.
This is the only way that he can work to become visible and seen again. Because, like, if
he has just to fund his research. Come on, people. Yeah,
if he just walks into a bank and he says, hand over all your money, but he's invisible, people are going to be like, what? I'm not giving my money to an invisible guy. You could be pointing your finger at me. You don't have a gun. And he'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You're just wind. I'm not giving my money to wind.
Or you're a scarf-seeking ghost. Scarf.
Scarf it over.
Scarf it down.
So all of that from our weekly noodle. Weekly noodleism. I almost mixed the title of all of our segments together. Our random noodleism
update.
Boot camp.
Right.
Yeah.
Thing
featured one that is so listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Your
friends, you have a bad connection.
What just happened?
I was still mixing segments.
You've actually startled Daniel, I think.
That's not easy to do.
No, it's not.
We need to get the video of that. From
that,
the chat,
that wasn't
video.
Too much of a startle. That was just a kind of wow, I'm working with the crazy guy. Kind of like, oh, who have I befriended?
Who have I befriended? Who have I been friends with, lo, these many years?
Yeah.
And you didn't know I was crazy?
Lo, beware.
Interesting.
Whenever someone says lo, I think like it needs to be either in poetic form or like some kind of curse.
Lo.
Or prophecy. Lo, there will be one who will come, and he is not as he seems, for he beareth the scarf of doom.
Doom?
Yeah.
What are you talking about doom for?
Speaking of doom, listeners, we want to hear from you guys, so please send us your funny stuff by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221, and you can leave a voicemail there, or go to cleancomedypodcast.com/doom and
click
on the send a voice message link to leave a message, send a message right from your computer and soon from your iOS device. And please leave some ratings and reviews for us in iTunes by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes. It's been a little while since we've had a review, so if you leave one, we'll give you a shout out and make it, you know, a fun one, or I mean, a truthful one. And 5 stars, we like the 5 stars.
We like it, the 5 stars.
Get the gold stars, and we really scarfed down the stars too.
Yep.
And like we mentioned earlier, check out the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/139 to see the scarf bandit, as well as get any links and pictures and screenshots and stuff that, and other junk that we mentioned for this podcast episode.
Junk?
Yeah. No.
Fine. Whatever.
Oh, and also the link to episode 7, which really you could get by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/7. But
you could.
We'll have that link in the show notes as well. And check out all the other episodes at cleancomedypodcast.com. Follow each of us on Twitter, please, by going to I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at @TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin, and I'm talking to people in the chat room. Many of whom follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon, which is spelled PHLEGON.
And I'm Jenny, and you follow me at twitter.com/JennySnook.
And please join us when we do this podcast live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now, that's GMT -5 over at noodle.mx/live. In our chat room tonight, we've got Dachshund, Roses Dancing for Christ, Aaron J, Ellie Active, :// Racer5, Scribblejack, Phoenix815, Star, Kiara, and MysteryCat25, and several anonymouses in there as well. So thank you everyone for joining us for the live show. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And remember that next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And again, thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx. Like, get our podcast about Once Upon a Time, or learn how to podcast yourself, learn how to be productive in your life and work, get a Christian worldview on politics and movies and more by going to noodle.mx.